Books on Tape presents To Have and To Hold by Jane Green, read by Kate Redding. For Harrison, Tabitha, Nathaniel and Jasper. Prologue. This is a story about Alice Chambers, who moved into a house that once belonged to the writer Rachel Danbury, and who in doing so discovered something about herself, her marriage, and her capacity for love, who changed her life. Rachel Danbury was a writer who moved to the town of Highfield in the late 1930s. Long after Scott and Zelda Fitzgerald spent a summer in the neighbouring town of Westport, Rachel was part of a thriving artistic community of ex-Manhattanites who had escaped to the suburbs and beyond, looking for a more relaxed, peaceful way of living. She wrote two novels that disappeared without trace, but her third, The Winding Road, caused a huge scandal. A scandal that ultimately forced her to move away from the town she loved to a place where nobody would know who she was. For Rachel Danbury wrote about her life. She wrote about her marriage, about her womanizing husband Jefferson, and about her love for a man named Edward Rutherford. She wrote about a small town in Connecticut called Highfield, about the people who lived there, the people who considered themselves friends. She exposed the town and its inhabitants with warmth and humour, but with dangerously sharp accuracy, and they never forgave her for the betrayal. Rachel Danbury tried to ignore her husband's infidelities. She told herself he was simply possessed of extraordinary charm, but when he had an affair with a woman called Candace Carter, a former starlet for Paramount and owner of the town theatre, she could no longer pretend she didn't know what was going on. Rachel sought solace and revenge in the arms of Edward Rutherford, a neighbour who had always been pleasant, had always been willing to stop for a chat.